Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. And this week, I'm going to be sharing excerpts from my new book, Creating the Impossible, a 90-day program to get your dreams out of your head and into the world. And in particular, I'm going to be sharing the chapter called The Secrets of Effortless Productivity. If you want to learn more about the book and get your own copy, you can find out more at michaelneal.org/CTI book. The Secrets of Effortless Productivity. It is necessary to be slightly underemployed if you are to do something significant. James B. Watson. Candace Pert was the neuroscientist whose research led to the discovery of opiate receptors. She was a true pioneer in the field of mind-body medicine. I was fortunate to meet and work with her for a short period before her untimely death. My first meeting with Candace came in Carlsbad, California in 2006 at Louise Hay's 80th birthday party. My memory of her is indelibly linked with the scene from The Matrix where Neo is distracted by the girl in the red dress, a sudden vision of vital energy in a bold red dress being introduced to me in a whirlwind, then taking my arm and walking me around the party, asking me about my work and sharing her research into an HIV vaccine in the casual way you might expect somebody to tell you about their dry cleaning business. I remembered that meeting a year or so later when I was looking for someone to write the foreword to my second book, Feel Happy Now. One of my early attempts at unraveling the mysteries of depression and anxiety and giving people tools for a happier life. I knew what I was sharing genuinely helped people to feel better. I was hoping Candace would be able to explain a little bit about why that was so. She remembered me, but apologetically explained that she was far too busy trying to deal with fundraising and government red tape around her AIDS and HIV research, and while she was sure it was a wonderful book, she just didn't have time to read it. Something about her vibrantly chaotic energy made me smile, and I was as surprised as she was to hear what came out of my mouth next. I'll work for you as your personal assistant for as long as it takes you to read my book, if you'll consider writing the foreword if you like it. She was understandably reluctant. I was a self-help author she'd met one time who was living on the other side of the country. But I made her an offer she couldn't refuse. Give me the task you're dreading most, and I'll take care of it in exchange for you considering my offer. A few minutes later, I was on the phone to a government official in Washington, D.C., explaining that Dr. Pert was no longer going to be working with his department, and no, she wasn't available to talk with him, and no, this was not negotiable. When I phoned her back an hour later to let her know it was done, she reluctantly relented and told me to send her my manuscript. Over the next 6 weeks, she told me she loved the book and then agreed and unagreed to write the foreword 3 separate times, swayed one way by her appreciation for the book and the other way by her workload. When I told her I only had 1 week left before the final edit had to be with the publisher, she agreed for a 4th time. But in retrospect, I shouldn't have been surprised when with 3 days to go, she emailed me to drop out for apparently the final time. What it was that possessed me to reach out to her from a space of playful creativity instead of frustration or anger, I don't know. But after making a quick call to Hawaii, I phoned her back with my final offer. Candace, I said, I'll get you a personally signed photograph of Josh Holloway with his shirt open if you'll write the foreword and get it to me in the next 72 hours. For some reason, I remembered her expressing glowing admiration for the visual impact of the actor who played Sawyer in the TV series Lost when we first met. And somehow that offer did the trick. She sent me the foreword the next morning, the book made it to the publisher in time, and Josh very kindly delivered a glossy photograph with a personal message to Candace written across his clean-shaven, gently oiled chest. I only saw Candace one more time after that, about a year later at a conference. She walked straight over to me, glowing with life, and wrapped me in a bear hug that almost lifted me off the ground. That picture you sent me is sitting in a frame on my mantelpiece. My husband doesn't really like it, she said slyly, but I love it. She then let out a big belly laugh and made her way out of the room. And that's how I'll always remember her. The woman who discovered opiate receptors, naturally high on the brain chemistry she decoded, full of life and love and joy. I often think of that story when I'm explaining the secrets of effortless productivity, because it so clearly points to the non-linear and at times seemingly random nature of how things get created in the real world. While we like to make creating results mathematical and predictable in order to better plan for the future, when it comes to creating the big stuff, things tend to happen in highly unpredictable and even remarkable ways. So I hope you enjoyed this first excerpt. All week, I'm going to be sharing excerpts from this chapter, The Secrets of Effortless Productivity. And you can learn more about the book and how to get your own copy at michaelneal.org/CTI book. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you tomorrow.